If you have your Bible, turn this morning to the 11th Psalm. The 11th Psalm. The 11th Psalm. I want to use one verse this morning, if God be our help, in verse 3. The 11th Psalm and verse 3. The Bible says this, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Now, Wednesday night we was preaching on the work of grace. Amen. The work of grace, what God has done for us and the promise that He gives us. And we talked about the kingdom that God's offered us that's there before us. It's right in front of us. And we talked about that kingdom of grace. But not only, Paul said, it's a kingdom of grace, but it's a kingdom of glory. And he said, one day in a little while, children, we're going to get those that's saved, those that know the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we're going to be partakers in that blessed kingdom. We're going to have that blessed hope. Amen. In the Lord Jesus, we have that blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. But we see here today, and I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help, on the idea of it all. The idea of it all. As we look at this morning, the psalmist asked the question. He said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, he's talking about those foundations. And he also mentions this over in Psalm 82, amen, in verse 5, 1 and verse 5. He said, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, and He judgeth among the gods. In verse 5, He said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Amen. So the psalmist here is telling, he said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now we see this in a time of David's life when he's talking about the things that's happening in his life and how the world is trying to take control of his very life, his very existence. It's trying to move David out of the place where he's following God and put him in a place, praise God, when he knows that there's no God at all. I want to say, praise God, that in the world that we live in today, that's what they're trying to do to you and I. They're trying to take us out of our place where we're trying to walk with God, and we're trying to put us in a place where the world would have us to be. But I want to say there's a God that's greater than the world. Greater is He that's in me than they that are in the world. And God's promise, He'd help me, He'd take me, He'd deliver me, praise God. He'd take me even to overcome the desire of my own flesh. Amen. That's the God that we serve this morning. Amen. Now we see here that they're talking about the foundation. Now we know, and I've preached to you before, there's only one foundation. The foundation that we build upon is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Besides Him, there is no other foundation. I'm afraid, but what's happening in the world today, that there's a whole lot of foundations out there in the world that ain't of God. Amen. But when we see this, we see the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when the psalmist talks about the foundations, he's talking, if you will, he's talking about the foundation. Let me just show you. Say, this is the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's solid. It's firm. Amen. And we build upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what he's talking about is the concepts in our life, praise God, that make a difference. Amen. It's that conviction that we have. It's that morality that we have. It's that godliness that we show forth. And he said, even that's being tried to rip away from us. It's trying to be taken away from us. And we can't let that happen. We have to stand up. David said, you know what? I pray God, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Amen. Well, what we got to do is just stand for what's right all the days of our life. So here's the foundation that we build upon. And he said, those concepts that we build our life upon, that morality and that goodness and that righteousness and that godliness, praise God, is the subfloor on which we begin to build. Amen. Now, if a foundation's messed up, amen. Brother Victor, if you go out there to build somebody a house, And you look at it and somebody's done went ahead of you and they've put down the foundation, and you get out there and you pull your blueprint out, you begin to look at it, and the foundation's not right. But wait a minute, it's done been poured. It's already there. What do you do about it? You don't tell you what you have to do about it? Praise God, you got to take a jackhammer and a dozer, whatever you got to have, and you got to rip it up, praise God, and you got to start all over. But what he's saying here in the psalm, amen, he said if those foundations, praise God, are wrong, then nothing can be right. Amen. We're living in a world and a place today, a society where all the foundations are being laid wrong. Amen. This ain't popular preaching in the world today. But our foundations must be sure. Our concepts for living in life, praise God, has got to be right. And what's happening today is they're taking away everything, all the essence and the vibrance of God. For years now, they've been trying to indoctrinate our children. Amen. You know what they tell them in school? They say, well, God didn't create this. They said, no, all of it happened through evolution. You know, they was something come together, and there was a big bang. And all of it started with a big bang. Amen. If you take the foundation of God Almighty and said in the beginning, God, if you do away with that, if you cast it aside, then how in the world are we going to believe the rest? Amen. They're taking away the very basis and what we the foundation and what we've got to build. Amen. And we're guilty of that sometimes. Amen. I told the church Wednesday night, there's some things that I've been preaching, teaching, praise God, that ain't working in this day, this late hour that we live. Amen. You can take and tell young people today, say, you know what? You just got to believe on Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. But the world teaches, praise God, that God's not really God. Things of God's not really true. So if they're not really true, then what about Jesus? Amen. They're questioning their faith. They're questioning whether God is even real. I want to say, as I look around, I've been preaching this for several weeks now, I guess, kind of the same thing. But when God Almighty is not real in the hearts and minds of His people, amen, then He's not going to be real, praise God, to those that we come in contact with every day. The idea of it all, praise God, is to realize that there is a God and that He's real. He's a real God that touches real people, that gives real results. Amen. It's not for naught that we worship God, praise God. It's for that we have. Amen. So we see the concepts in which we build upon, that subflooring upon a foundation, a true foundation. We see that building block of creation. Amen. We know that there was a creation, that God was the creator. Amen. He's the one that set this thing up. And we see that God was a creator. There was a creation. God was the creator. And we see sin that happened in the garden. And the instigator of sin was Satan. Amen. Young, let me tell you, he's real. Satan is real today. He's a devil. He's a demon. He's an accuser of the brethren, praise God. He's just as real as I am here talking to you this morning. And he's wanting to tear up, destroy, and tear down. And just as real as a creator and a creation and a creator, and just as good as an instigator in sin, there's a thing called death that comes in this world because of sin. Amen. Sin brought death. But we don't ever take our children, probably even in our Sunday schools, we never take them back to the garden and say, this is where it all happened. Amen. They go to school today in liberal schools all over this country. And they teach them about their fossils and things like that. Amen. They show them their fossils and they say, these things that happened billions and billions of years ago. Amen. How many of you youngins, their teacher tell you that? Amen. Happened millions of years ago. This happened millions of years ago. All these fossils that we see, all these things that we see happened millions of years ago. But they're missing a point. They're missing one of the most important points. Praise God. Death never come to be, praise God, until the flood of Noah, until they was casted out of the garden and the flood covered them up. Death started in the garden with Adam and Eve. Amen. They say, well, the fossils was there because of a great flood. But sin started in the garden over 6,000 years ago, praise God, and that's when things began to die. You know, what about all the fossil proof? It's proof of the flood. That God got tired of man messing around and disrespecting Him, disobeying Him, and He sent a mighty flood to cover it all up, to wash all the sin away. Amen. But the sin started in the garden with Adam and Eve, praise God, and that sin is what started death. Death started when man sinned, and because of sin, we all die. Amen. Because of the sin of one. But thank God, because the righteousness of another. Amen. Praise God. We can have life and that. But praise God, if we can't get to the part, a point that we realize there's a God, there's a creator, there's somebody that loves us, and there's an adversary of the devil. But praise God, I'm glad that God Almighty through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen, has overcome death. Amen. So that we can look up, lift up our heads and say, to God be the glory. Amen. Now we have life in abundance through Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of death. Amen. But we're living in a day, praise God, in this secular humanism that we have. Amen. When there's no spirituality, and where people in the world are saying, you know what? It's just about what I can be in my human flesh. Amen. Secular humanism, praise God, is taking over in the day and hour that we live. Everybody saying, you know what? I'm my own little God, and I can do what I want to. And amen, I can do anything, praise God, because I'm my own God. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, there's no spirit in that. There's no God in it. We're not, hey, you're not your own God. There is a God, and He's real, and He loves you, and He sent His Son to die for you on Calvary so that you can be raised up in newness of life, so that you can have a life, and that in abundance. Amen. I'm glad I've got something this morning, ain't you? Amen. But we've lost our concept. The concept, praise God. We're going out in the world and we're trying to win souls without the concept of, praise God, of the foundation of the world. We're going out, Brother Don, trying to tell people, you just got to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you what, there's a whole lot of people. Me and Teresa talked about it last night. There's a whole lot of people in this world don't know nothing about the foundation. They don't know nothing about God except what somebody in the schoolhouse has told them. And they're following that old wicked textbook. We don't even have history no more. Amen. We're trying to get rid of history. We don't want people to know what's happened in the past. Amen. You know what happens when you don't remember what happened in the past? You'll make the same mistakes over again. And you'll keep repeating those mistakes. That's like they're trying to take our statues down where of men that was brave and fought in the Civil War and things like that. If we do that, praise God, we'll forget what happened. We'll forget where we come from. And we'll do it all over again. Amen. It's time to stand up, praise God, and build upon the foundation, Lord Jesus Christ, for His glory today. And we got to go all the way to the beginning and realize that there is a God and He's real. Amen. He has the keys. He knows what He's doing. But we can't go out and try to see it win souls that don't know nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What we're doing is saying, well, you just got to believe on Jesus. They say, who is Jesus? Amen. Who is this Christ? I don't know Him. Don't know nothing about Him. Never been told about Him. So what do you do with it? They say, well, what? You say, because He'll help you, keep you out of your sin. What's sin? We're living day and hour. People don't know what sin is. Amen. We watch these liberal TV programs, these wicked TV programs, and they do everything under the sun. You can't even cut it on anymore without seeing soft porn. Amen. They got Victoria's Secret, and ain't nothing about that secret. Amen. They ain't. They get out there and show it. Why'd she show it? To these young men of the world, praise God. They don't need to see all that. It's wickedness. It's come His word. If we ain't careful, praise God, we forget the very concepts, what we got to be building upon. We go out in the world and say, well, you just got to love Jesus. Amen. And we forget about all the rest. We have nothing to build upon. Amen. That's why we've got to take this blessed old book, praise God, and we got to take it from Genesis to Revelation, and we got to believe it, and we got to build upon it, and we got to stand upon it. Amen. We got to bring our children in, and our grandchildren in, and our people in, and our husbands in, and our wives in, and we got to begin to build upon a firm foundation. The concepts of God, the things that He's given us, praise God, to make a difference. The Bible teaches us a story. Let me just read to you. Go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Let me just read this to you this morning. It'll help your heart. It'll help you to understand where God brought you from. And where He's going to take you to. Amen. For His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says this in verse 14. Acts chapter 2 and verse 14. Now this is at the day of Pentecost. This is when things begin to happen. After Jesus had risen, gone to set the right hand of the Father, the Holy Ghost has come. The Holy Spirit of God done moved on them, done come in like a mighty rushing wind, because they was some people who had gathered together, amen, one mind and one court, and they was waiting on a word from God. They was looking for that great mighty Spirit to come upon them and touch their hearts. Amen. You know, I think that's what's beginning to happen here at the house of God. I think people's coming in and they're expecting God just to move upon their hearts. And boy, He's doing it in a mighty fashion. Praise God, I'm seeing folks get in, get excited about the Lord, and boy, it's just giving me a bubble up down in my soul. Amen. But He says in verse 14, Peter is preaching. Amen. Peter began to preach in verse 14 of Acts chapter 2. He said, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my word. He said, I got something I want to tell you. He said, hey, something, some exciting news. Amen. From another world. And I want to share with you today. Hey, some excitement, praise God. Hey, something special that's happened around here. He said, for these are not drunken as ye suppose. Sin is but the third hour of the day. He said, it ain't but 9 o'clock in the morning. He said, these fellas ain't drunk on wine. These fellas ain't been drinking. He said, they're filled with the Spirit of God. He said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with His Spirit. Amen. I'd rather have the Spirit of God than anything I know. Amen. I'd rather have God tiptoeing across my heart. I'd rather have tears of joy flowing out of my eyes for the glory of God than anything this world has to offer. He said, but this, verse 16 said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Amen. Praise God. He said, and on my servants and on my handmaid, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke, and then shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great day and notable day of the Lord come. Now these verses 19 and 20 is those things that's not happened yet, but they will. Amen. Verse 21, he said, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, what? Shall be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. He preached the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, listen, this is the way it is. And if you'll trust in the Lord, He'll bless your heart. Verse 22, he said, ye men of Israel. Now he's preaching the gospel. Now he brings it down to a particular people. Amen. See what we're missing. We're forgetting about these particular people out there that need a particular gospel. Amen. You say, well, there's only one gospel. That's right. Done in the right way, praise God. He'll help that when it needs it. He said, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. He said, praise God, fellas, and you've seen God move in this place. As you've seen what God promised come to pass. Amen. He said, Him being delivered by determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Said, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. He goes on in verse 25, said, for David speaketh concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest, now watch this, in hope. Amen. That's what God's give us today, praise God. He's give us just a little ray of hope in the darkness of this world, praise God. He showed a marvelous light. Praise the Lord. Did my heart rejoice, my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou shalt make known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Praise God, I like to be in the presence of God, don't you? I like the countenance of God when it's shining upon me and I can feel His Spirit and I know it's real, praise God. It's not something I made up. It's not something I had to go out and find, praise God. I'm glad His Spirit lives in me today. There's an indwelling presence in the heart and mind of God's people that stirs us for the innermost part of our being. Amen. He said, neither wilt thy holy one suffer, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. He said, thou hast made known unto me the ways of life, and thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his scepter is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ. His soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. You know the story of Lazarus? I've told you before, Martha and him, they buried Lazarus, they put him in a tomb, they wrapped him up in those grave clothes, put him in a tomb, sealed that tomb up, and then 4 days later, they said, Lord, you're 4 days late. If you'd been here 4 days ago, you could have saved my brother. Said, you know how much he loved you. Jesus said, yeah, I love him too. He said, where's he at? They took him to a tomb. He said, rolled a stone away. They said, hey, Lord, he said, he's been dead 4 days. He said, by now he stinketh. Amen. What does that tell us? Praise God, after 4 days in the grave, you've been dead 4 days, glory to God. You begin to stink. You begin to rot. You begin to decay. But praise God, the Lord God said through David, he said that the Holy One would not see corruption. After 3 days, God, before he began to stink, he come out of the grave. Praise God. Amen. He said, if you'll look for it, you'll see it. Praise God. He said, this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted in heaven, received the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. Where's Jesus today? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on the throne of grace, in the throne of grace, praise God, for you and me to make intercession for an old sinner like you and a sinner like me, that God, please help them, God. Bring them out of that sin. Lift them up, bring them out like you brought me up. Amen. That's what Jesus is doing today for you and I. Bless his holy name. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Glory. He said, for David is not ascended. But look at verse 35. He said, I make thee, until I make thy foes thy footstool. He said, that verse 36, he said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus. It's not another Jesus. It's not any kind of other thing. But praise God, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that same Jesus of Nazareth, praise God, that he talked about over here in verse 22. Amen. He said, let this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, but made this same Jesus, where he had both crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, now watch this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. They were pricked in their hearts. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untowardness, perverse generation. Does that not sound familiar today? We're living in a perverted civilization, praise God. He said, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Amen. Glory be to God. A power of God fell on that place. God Almighty was recognized and realized. People begin to lift up their voice and say, Lord, what can I do, God Almighty? How do I get back? How can I be reconciled to a holy God? Amen. Those that ended be with God, those that rejected and denied God, those that went their own way. Amen. But we see God a moving. Why did we see 3,000 souls birthed into the family of God? Oh, in one message. Amen. This is the message. This is the preaching of Acts chapter 2. Amen. He preached the gospel. He preached a Savior dead, buried, and resurrected. Praise God. And the Jews heard, they believed, and they began to get saved. Amen. 3,000 began to get saved. 3,000 began to weep their way to Jesus. 3,000 began to come forward. You say, preacher, how did this happen? Because they were primarily Jews that Peter was preaching to. Amen. He was preaching to the Jewish people. There was some Gentiles thrown in there, I'm sure. Different people. But he was primarily preaching to the Jews. And amen. Them Jews understand. They had the ideal of it all, praise God. They knew about the garden, praise God. They knew about God Almighty creating in and putting this world together a piece at a time. Amen. They had the evidence, God Almighty. They had the Word, amen, that was embedded in their heart. They knew about a Creator God. They knew about creation. They knew about Adam and Eve in the garden. They knew about sin that crept in through Satan, through the serpent, praise God, and beguiled them, and the sin that overtook them. Amen. How sin came into the world. And because of sin, it made humanity a lost cause within ourselves. They knew that. Amen. They had a foundation. They had an ideal of it all. Amen. They hadn't lost the ideal of who God was. I won't say in the world we live in today, we've lost the idea of who God is. We've lost the idea of who Jesus Christ is. We don't realize where death comes from. Amen. We don't realize it's all because of sin. Amen. You see, how did they know all this? Why this result? Why 3,000? Because they knew the Word of God. The result was 3,000. Amen. Was born again. Now listen, they never had to have pre-evangelism. They didn't have to send a convey it forward and say, look, you go tell them about God and creation. You go tell them about what the prophet said. You go fill them in, praise God. So when we come preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, that they'll know what we're talking about. You know why? Because they had an idea of it all. Praise God. God already took them. They knew what God's Word said. They knew what God said. They knew the ideal behind creation. They knew that God Almighty was the author of it all. Amen. I'm afraid in the day and the hour we live, we've missed it. Amen. Amen. They knew. They knew about creation. They knew about a Creator God. They knew about all the things that He had put together. They believed. Amen. We're living in a day and hour, they don't believe. Amen. We've been fed so much malarkey. And we don't, and we're, what is the world that we live in is confused. They don't know what's right, what's wrong. They don't know what to believe and what not to believe. I tell you who to believe, just believe God. Amen. Just believe God. Trust in the Lord. Praise God. He'll make the difference. He'll pull you to Himself. He'll show you what you need. He'll fill you with that goodness from God. Amen. He'll overflow your heart. But they knew about the things of God. They also knew that promise of a Savior. Amen. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, where he's talking about what God would do, he said, because of the sin in the garden, he said, verse 15, he said, I will put enmity between thy seed and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He said, there's going to be a seed. Praise God. He said, you're going to bruise his heel, but praise God, he's going to bruise your head. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad there's a God of heaven. Amen. That's real today. I'm glad that there's some people that still believe and trust in that blessed promise. Amen. But you know what happened? They didn't believe him when he come. But when Peter began to preach, he brought to their remembrance and that holy God of glory that had made him a promise. Amen. And they said, men and brothers said, what must we do? Amen. Glory be to God. He said, just repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Didn't have no pre-evangelism, praise God. They knew who God was. Amen. As you sit here in this church today, I hope you know who God is. Amen. If you don't know who God is, if you don't know who the Creator is, if you don't know where all this come from, then I've done a miserable job. Amen. I've told you behind this pulpit, God Almighty created it all. Not a Big Bang Theory. Amen. That's hocus pocus. Amen. Science itself disproves that. And in order to have an action, there's got to be a reaction. Amen. For every action, there's a reaction. And praise God, something had to bring that big ball together so it could go kaboom. Amen. You ask them, you say, but you can't get these people so profess atheists to go back to where it all started. They look up in the starry celestial and they say, well, it started up there with a big bang. Something come together and bang. Amen. Something come together out of nothing. I mean, yeah, let me tell you what it was. A great and a mighty God said, let there be, and there was. It come from the throne of grace. It come from God Almighty. Amen. Amen. He spoke it. He said it, and it happened. He said, let there be, and there was. Amen. Praise God. You say, how do you prove it? We got the Word of God. Amen. But the problem is, do you believe God today? Amen. Do you believe God? Amen. They believed in creation, praise God. They believed in the sin that happened in the garden. They believed that blood had to be shed. Hello? That blood had to be shed to cover that sin in the garden. But the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21, He said that God slew and made coats of skin, a clothing of skin, praise God. He covered them up. See, before they was naked and they knew it not. Amen. They were innocent. Absolutely innocent. They didn't look at each other any different. Amen. Praise God. But when they sinned against God, when they transgressed against God, God revealed to them. He let them see that they was in sinful, praise God. And they began to see each other as they were. But we see the origination, the origin of clothing in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21. God had to slay. You know, Peter's all upset. Well, if they see you wearing a fur coat, Brother Bill, they pitch a fit. Oh, goodness. You shouldn't wear little animals on. Why, God designed it that way. Amen. Before they was linen, before they had clothes, before they was cotton, God killed. He slew a little animal, praise God. He shed its blood. A type of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. When the Jews knew this, they knew exactly what was happening, praise God. And when he said, hey, listen, he preached the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they knew, and they got saved. Amen. Praise God. But I'm afraid we're living in a world of darkness today. Amen. We're living in a world of darkness where there's a whole lot of people all around us today that don't know. They don't know about the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't know about what He did. They don't know what God did. They don't know about creation. They don't know about that precious, precious Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world so that you and I could be free. They didn't know. But these folks, they knew about that promise. They knew about that promise, praise God. Let's see what it's talking about. He tells us that the Lord God of glory, He said He created this thing to be the way that it is, and He established it, and He put it together. And it tells us in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, He said, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Now watch this. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So what God did, He took him there and He established. You know, I'm going to say there's two religions today. There's a religion of those that obey God, and there's a religion of those that don't. Amen. Amen. There's two religions. There's two peoples. There's believers and unbelievers. That's what we have in the world today. Amen. The idea of it all is that we believe God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. Amen. Praise God. Realizing that God loved us. Amen. And He created us. He gave us foundations. But if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? There's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do. We've done went. Praise God, we've got to get back to those foundations. We've got to build that firm foundation on the foundation, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to begin to get that subfloor down. Praise God, where it'll make a difference. Praise the Lord. The idea of it all, amen, we'll tie it all together. Amen, it all goes back to the very beginning. In the beginning, God. Amen, if you don't go all the way back, praise God, you miss a whole lot of it. But praise God, we can see it right here. And Paul and Peter preached it in Acts chapter 2. He didn't have to give no pre-evangelism. He didn't have to go back and refresh them on all this. Praise God, he just laid down the gospel. And they knew what it was. But we're living in a society in the world today that they don't know. Well, I said a while ago, we're trying to go out in the world and try to get people saved, try to be soul winners, try to give them Lord Jesus. Have them say, you just got to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. And they have no idea what we're talking about. Boy, it floored me the other day. I just got to thinking. I was talking to somebody, and they had no idea about anything I was trying to tell them. I said, you know, in the beginning, God. And they didn't know that. They said, well, I know what happened. It was just a big bang. And I said, no. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. God did all this. Look around you. God Almighty did this. Amen. But where do we fail? Where do we come short? I'm afraid we're living in a world today of unbelievers. They don't know because they've never been told. We're preaching from our pulpits. We're preaching here. And praise God, we say, you know what? This thing's in a mess. The world's a mess. You've got to go out and highways, hedges, tell them in. You've got to go out and win souls to Jesus. And they don't have a clue about what you're talking about. You say, well, how do you fix it? I want you to come back tonight. And I'm going to bring the rest of this message. I'm going to stop right here and show you exactly what we've got to do. Because God tells us about this in a different place. He shows us a different message where the Word is taken, turned around, and is portrayed in a different way for just exactly the way we need it today in this world that we live in. So that souls might be saved. So men might become believers on Lord Jesus Christ.